Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie and Little Liveline next week and Christmas week. We've had loads of entries to Little Liveline at RTE.ie. Most young people seem to want to review books. If you want to review a movie or music or a play you went to see, please feel free, because that means we can get a clip of the music or a clip of the play or a clip of the TV programme or a clip of a movie or whatever. If you have a favourite movie that you'd like to review, or box set, or TV programme, or TV moment, or movies, or music, let us know at littlelifeline@rte.ie. Niamh, good afternoon.
Hi, you, Joe. How are you?
A little incident on the at the toll gates. What happened?
Yeah, so I'm a commuter that uses the M1 Monday to Friday, and just this morning I suppose I got a bit of a
okay. The M1, you're coming from Drogheda down to Dublin.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was coming along. Basically, there's a hill that. A hill that brings you down to the M1 toll.
Okay.
And I could see that there was two cars that were going to use the express lane. So the first car went through. The second car didn't go through and was stopped at the barrier.
Okay.
So I went in and obviously used the express lane because I have a tag.
All right.
And as I went through, it beeped, the barrier lifted.
Okay.
And the car went through, and obviously the barrier must have just recognised that a car had gone through, and it lowered when it came to me.
Right.
So I nearly, basically, the barrier nearly came down on top of the car.
And who would okay.
And only four, there was a car coming behind, because my automatic brakes and everything went. Like, I got an awful fright. And obviously, I know the barrier, it doesn't directly damage the car, but I just got a fright. But because there was a car coming behind and already beeped, I was able then to get through. But I went through, obviously, on the car behind rather than the car that marked than my own. But this is kind of the first incident has happened.
Okay, and now it's kind of reverse tailgating because they're in front of you.
So that's reverse tailgating. But I have used the M1. On the way home, I use the three tolls. If I can get the 4-4, I will use the East Link, I'll use the Port Tunnel, and I will use the M1 because I want to avoid traffic.
But how do they reverse?
So what happens is, so that was the reverse. So, but what has been happening, in my opinion, and twice a week, I obviously use the express lane.
Yeah.
There'll be a car that's behind that you'll see a good distance, and the next second, about 2 seconds later, there will be a car right up behind my car, and will get through based on my tag. And it's a bit intimidating, and it's going on for quite a while. And just this morning, when the barrier went down on me, I just got a fright, and I said, I've had enough. Now,
but how did the barrier go down on you?
Because obviously that car that went through, the barrier must have recognised the car had gone, and it came down on me.
Okay.
Because I beeped. So that car was literally waiting at the barrier.
Oh, so I know what you mean. I know.
You know the way there's a gap.
Okay.
Now you've express lane.
You've brilliantly explained it. Just to remind people, the express lane is the lane where it's to the left or the right or whatever. But you have to have a tag in your car, and it lifts it. You can fly through it basically.
Yeah.
Within
so
speed limits.
So the barrier lifts further down.
Yeah,
so you know you're not stopping. You can keep driving.
Okay.
Through.
So in other words, the guy in front of you, or whoever it was in front of you, realised as soon as another car enters this lane, the barrier will flip up.
Yeah.
And that's his chance to run through. He flies through, the barrier recognises a car has gone through and drops again, but the car that's paid, which is you, is about to get a smack of the barrier.
Yeah.
And you think that's happening a lot?
It is. Well, I don't know. I can't obviously generalise, Joe, but this happens to me. And it's happened quite a lot. And I'll say, like, obviously I haven't spoken to the M1 this morning about this, but I had an incident yesterday, Joe. Like, it's there on camera for anybody to see. In the Port Tunnel, the same thing happened to me yesterday.
But sure,
I went through with €3.
Okay.
Euro.
Yeah,
If they had a look, with €3, and two fellas went through on my €3 as well, tailgating behind me. And it's not just, like, you can look it up at about, what time? So about 10 to 4 or so. you'll see, and they just get through on it. Like, I don't want to name or get involved as to who, but it is happening.
But surely, their reg numbers will register, and they'll be fined.
You would think. That's what I'm kind of hoping. I'm wondering, just is that occurring?
Well, have you not? Well, you've enough to be doing, and you're panicking a bit when you see the barrier coming down on top of you. But have you noted any of their reg numbers?
Yes, I have, and that's. I don't want to get into reg because I could end up starting another.
I don't want to. Their actual reg number. But are they from a particular county, or are they CD, the diplomatic corps, or?
Joe, if I actually said who it was, I'm afraid that, you know, I might cause controversy. Like, anybody that uses the M1 will know. But I don't want to say for that matter. But it's regions.
Yeah, but what you're saying is Northern Ireland. Is it? I don't know. Is it? Am I guessing?
But I prefer not to say.
Okay. Because, isn't that a common problem that they... I know most of the Northern Reg will pay, and they'll get their. You can now tap your contactless against most toll booths as well. But wasn't that was recognised by the various tolling roads that they have an issue about trying to fine people from outside the jurisdiction, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, but it's not the fact, Joe, about the fining. It's just that the fact that there's tailgating. And just one minute there's a car.
So dangerous. So dangerous.
And this morning, I don't mind that people don't pay. That's none of my business. It's just when it affects me, you know, and it gives me a fright as a driver. I'm just upset about how dangerous it is. It doesn't matter to me about finance. That's not my issue. My issue is just the driving that goes on. And just, it's a bit intimidating that you have someone who goes, oh God, you have to keep going, you know? Like, if I stopped, I'd be afraid they'd go and, you know, someone would go. I'm not generalising one person. It happened to anybody. If, you know, you go into the back of someone's car, or God forbid. But it's just the dangerous of it, and is there anything that can be done? And I don't know if I'm the only one that's just experiencing this, but I just use it all the time.
Okay.
But I'm sure there are Irish registered cars that do it too.
By the way, Niamh, how much do you spend in tolls every day?
Well, I suppose the M1, what do I spend? The M1 is about 190, and then
There's the toll gone. There's the toll gone on your phone, unfortunately. But I often wonder how much people who have to commute in it, and anyway, they can mount up. Okay, Patrick Nolan. Patrick, good afternoon. Can you hear me, Patrick? Okay, let's take a quick break and we get Patrick to the phone.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.